It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. There's no word yet on whether state lawmakers will have to return to Austin for a special session. Governor Greg Abbott is expected to make a decision on that later this week. The Texas House and Senate came up with a two-year budget plan before wrapping up the 85th legislative session yesterday, but they didn't come to terms on a so-called bathroom bill that would limit which bathrooms transgender people can use. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has urged the governor to call a special session if lawmakers didn't pass a bathroom bill. He also wants them to address property tax reform. Peggy Fikak is Austin bureau chief and columnist for the San Antonio Express News. She told Public Radio's Texas Standard that a special session might not resolve underlying issues.
The House and the Senate did not come up with an agreement on property tax reform or bathrooms during the regular session, clearly, which is why we're in this position. There's no reason to think that they're going to suddenly agree just because the governor calls them back.
At a press conference yesterday, Governor Abbott said he alone has the right to call a special session and to determine what it will be about. One other item that has yet to be addressed in Austin, whether to keep the Texas Medical Board and a few other selected state agencies open or shut them down. Ben Philpott is senior editor at KUT in Austin, and he says there could be a way to address that without calling a special session.
Is there something that can be looked into, maybe through the Legislative Budget Board, which has a lot of, especially once the once a legislative session ends, has a lot of extra powers in terms of how money is spent and shuffled around. You know, maybe there's something to do there to keep things afloat until 2019. But if not, then it seems pretty certain that a special session will have to be called.
The governor can call as many special sessions as he wants, with each lasting no more than 30 days. When we've got a big presentation at work, a sick child at home, or worse, we worry. And it turns out the time we spend worrying isn't necessarily a waste. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with psychologist Kate Sweeney about the positive side effects of worrying.
Worry, I should say right off the bat, is not always good. It can be certainly out of control at a level where it can create problems. And even when it's in a kind of an appropriate level, it still can make us feel bad in lots of ways. It makes it hard to concentrate, can make us irritable, it can even interfere with our health. So the news is not all good. But the good news is that worry also does seem to motivate us to prevent bad outcomes from happening, to prepare for bad outcomes that we can't control. And it might even be so unpleasant that just by the fact that the worry is over, maybe even a bad outcome doesn't feel so bad.
Kate Sweeney is a researcher at the University of California, Riverside. You can read her study, The Surprising Upsides of Worry, at think.kera.org, where you can also listen to the podcast of today's show. Last week brought news of potential resolution for the West Dallas families KERA has been following in the series One Crisis Away, No Place to Go. Today, reporters Courtney Collins and Jessica Diaz-Hurtado take a look at two of those families and the questions still swirling about their homes. First up, Courtney with a look at Joe Garcia and his 84-year-old mom, Lily.
Joe Garcia drives a teal 1997 Chevy Tahoe. Perched behind the wheel, wearing his trademark white straw fedora, he gestures across Singleton at new luxury apartments going up. He expects he'll see much more of that kind of construction in West Dallas over the next few years.
The way that economy is going, you know, it's growing.
His SUV is parked at the office of HMK Limited. That's the company that owns Joe's rental home and 300 others, mostly in West Dallas. Some have recently been demolished and some stand vacant. After the city toughened housing standards, the homes didn't meet code. Tenants were told they had to clear out by June 3rd. Last Monday, a judge pushed the deadline to October 2nd, and the landlord offered to make the tenants homeowners.
But right now, under contract is 19. Eight more are waiting to sign their papers.
HMK landlord Kresh Kresh says he plans to sell many more tenants their homes outright and move others to vacant properties a few streets over. They'll pay about $575 a month for a 20-year fixed-rate mortgage. The HMK office gives a perfect viewpoint of what's happening in West Dallas. The old cinder block building is next door to a used tire shop. A cluster of weathered homes sit behind it. Directly across the street, though, is a new sparkling four-story apartment complex. Joe Garcia isn't sure how he feels about that.
Well, there's good and bad, you know. It depends, you know, how what'll come out of it. And, you know, how the new people that'll be around, the reactions and all, it makes a difference.
Garcia has a lot of questions about the future of his neighborhood and his own future. He takes care of his 84-year-old mom, Lily. He's never owned a home.
I tried to get a house once off an Oak Cliff, but my mom didn't want to leave the area.
so he never has. He was born in West Dallas and would love to stay there. Garcia hopes he can buy one of the HMK homes that's up for sale.
I mean, that would make me feel a lot better and a lot less stressed because I know it's mine and I can do what I want with it, you know, just like an owner would like to have, you know.
He's met with the owner of HMK, though they haven't come to an agreement yet. Garcia says a lot of other families are in the same boat.
You know, all the people that are around the neighborhood, you know, it's confusing for everybody.
After months of uncertainty, then a flurry of announcements last week, for Joe Garcia, everything is still up in the air. And the clock counting down to October 2nd is ticking. In West Dallas, I'm Courtney Collins, KERA News.
A few blocks south, Pearlie Mae Brown stands in front of her small yellow house. Her great-grandson's toys surround a tree in her yard. It's a tree they planted years ago. Tears well up as she reminisces.
He would just crawling around, and he would take the water hose every morning and come out and water the tree.
Pearlie Mae, who turns 81 next month, will miss these memories. Still, she isn't as stressed out as she was before, when she had the June 3rd move-out deadline. Now she has until October to figure things out.
Well, I feel a little better. That'll give me time to do everything.
Pearlie Mae Brown lives in a 6-block area known as Gilbert Emery. It's in the shadows of new apartments and townhomes going up along Singleton Boulevard. Her landlord, Kresh Kresh, says he wants to redevelop this little neighborhood. For the people still living there, he's offering to sell them other houses he owns. Pearlie Mae's daughter, Pearline Brown Harper, says the family doesn't know what's going to happen.
There was a lot of rumors going around that he was going to sell, but he wasn't going to sell to the Gilbert Emery neighborhood because it's under development. They're pushing down houses, putting townhouses.
Even if Pearlie Mae is able to buy an HMK rental house, she says with her limited income and the money she'd have to spend on repairs, she can't afford it.
I'm really not able to buy the house because it's too much need to be did. And I don't get but $585 a month. And my granddaughter and my daughter and my son, those three have to help me.
Her daughter has a simple hope now, that Pearlie Mae will find another home with none of the stress of this one.
I'm not going to give up until I find that place.
After all, Pearlie Mae Brown has spent her whole life in this neighborhood. Jessica Diaz-Hurtado, KERA News.
Coming up tomorrow morning, the Texas legislature is still making headlines for what it didn't agree on, but there was something that passed with bipartisan support. It's related to health care. Governor Greg Abbott signed a law aimed to ease the pain of surprise medical bills. KERA's Lauren Silverman reports on what the new law will do. That's tomorrow morning at 8:22 during Morning Edition. For the evening, partly cloudy skies. Should be a low around 70 tonight. Tomorrow brings in partly sunny skies with a chance for showers and a high near 86. Tomorrow night looks to be mostly cloudy. A 30% chance for storms with a low around 70. It's currently 88 degrees in Dallas, 87 in Fort Worth, 84 in Tyler, and 86 in Wichita Falls. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.